Hey people, welcome to Two Scoops of Truth. On this podcast, I'll be dishing out words of encouragement, inspiration, motivation, and lots more. If this is your first time tuning in, please subscribe in order to get the notification when a new episode is available. To all my listeners, thank you for coming on board on this amazing journey as we learn and grow together. So, fasten your seatbelts, sit tight, and enjoy the ride as I serve you two scoops of truth. Well, hello, my amazing listeners. It's your girl, Faye. Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for sticking by me. I know we're rounding off season five, but it's been amazing. It's been amazing. Just recording episode after episode, you know, sharing the things that I'm learning and just being a blessing and being blessed in return. Your comments, your feedback, and, you know, just being here, sharing my two scoops of truth. I love you all, and I hope that you've been blessed thus far. So, today I want to talk about waiting. Yep, that word we don't really like. Nobody likes to wait. Nobody wants to be told wait here. Even when I'm waiting for the light to turn green, or the figure of the man to show so I can cross over on the road, you know, like the crosswalk, and you're waiting for it to, for it's your time, I'm like, seriously, can you just, or at the traffic light if I'm in a rush, waiting for it to turn green so I could drive off. Nobody really likes waiting. How much more when it comes to spiritual things, you know? So let's start from the top. What is waiting? Waiting. Definition-wise, I would read something that popped at me. And Oxford's dictionary says, waiting, the action of staying where one is, or delaying action until a particular time or until something else happens. This part got me. Delaying action until a particular time or until something else happens. What does this denote? This denotes that when you're waiting, you're not waiting just because that's the final bus stop. No, you're waiting because something is about to happen. Waiting is just a season of a delayed action, so to speak. You're waiting because there's a purpose. So if you say, oh, you are a particular age, or this is a particular time of the year, and you have been waiting for something, you are right. You're waiting. But then why don't we have a mindset or paradigm shift and see our waiting as just like a little breaking transmission, and then you find yourself in action. Waiting is not forever. I want you to know that waiting is never forever. It's never forever. You either get a yes or you get a no. But when the Lord has told you that he's bringing something your way and you're waiting, it is not to punish you. And it is never wasted. God never wastes the wait. Oh, that sounded so good. God never wastes the wait. I'm not talking about waste, like your waist, your figure eight waist, please. God never wastes the wait. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to listen back at this and probably just shake my head. But stay with me for a moment. It's never wasted. You might have waited for a child, a job. Do you know that when you finally get it, you forget the wait? When a woman is in labor, as they say, I haven't experienced that yet. The moment the baby comes, she almost forgets. Or the waiting, the anticipation is nothing, because she's in so much joy at the receipt of her joy. Yeah, of her bundle of joy, literally. And so let's go into the meaning, original meaning of waiting, as we see in the Bible, the meaning, the Hebrew meaning of wait is kavah. You can check your Strong's dictionary, Strong 6960. And kavah is basically a way of saying that you're waiting, but for a reason. It's hard to explain in English, but waiting is something that we see a lot in the Bible. It's very prevalent, you know. It's not something that you see once and you don't see again. It's you know, it's like, wait on the Lord. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. All the other stuff we see. Oh, you know, the Lord rewards those who wait on him. He acts on behalf of those who wait on him. Isaiah 64 verse 4, Isaiah 40 verse 30 or 31. You know, waiting has been seen in so many places in the Bible. One of the important or key factors about waiting is that when you're waiting, you don't see it as waiting for no reason, the wait becomes quicker. I don't know if it makes sense. Like, you're not waiting just because, like, you're waiting because you know that the appointment is coming. You're not seeing your wait as a punishment. And again, you don't see the wait as a delay. You see the wait as on purpose. So, for example, I'm in a season right now and I know that I'm waiting for a particular date to arrive. And I'm counting down in my head every day. I'm like, oh, can this day come? Can this day come? Can this day come? Because I know that this waiting period is not forever. Now, sometimes we do not know the expiration of our waiting period, and that can be harder. I understand that. You might be waiting and hoping one day, when would I get pregnant? When would I have this dream marriage? When would I have these children? When would I have this job? When would I move? When would this happen for me? When would I buy my dream home? If you notice, the word I use is when, not what if. It will happen. It will happen. It's just about the timing. And our timing is not God's timing. Now, let's look quickly as to the first place that the word wait shows up in the Bible. The word wait shows up in Genesis chapter 1. The Hebrew word wait, like I said earlier, is kavah. In verse 9 to 10, it says, I'm going to read again, sorry. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered. That's gathered means to wait, to kiawu, like to just hold on a minute, gather together in one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Now, if you fast forward to, I believe, actually, you know what, let's take it a bit. Let's fast forward. Pardon me. Fast forward to verse 19 and 20. The waters were waiting. And I don't want to make this episode too long, but the waters were waiting. God said, okay, let's create these waters, but let me focus on the land. This is day two. Put the water aside for now. Let it gather. But in verse 19 and verse 20, on the fourth day, the Lord says, now let the waters bring forth. God then remembered, oh, this water has been gathered somewhere. It's been waiting for a purpose. The time wasn't wasted because I needed to put other things in place for the time for the water to manifest. And God says, let the waters bring forth abundantly. So there's something in that water that God was going to bring out, but it wasn't time. It says, let the waters bring forth. This is going to be an exegesis on the weights. And please just bear with me. Just follow through with me. It says that, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that had life and fowl, that they may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. This is KJV, pardon me. But the waters had a purpose. On day two, it seemed like, what's going on? What is God doing with the waters? But then by day four, God had need for it. And verse 22 said, well, actually, let's not focus on verse 22, even though it says, fill the waters and all that. But God had a purpose for the waters, even though he says, wait a minute. God wasn't being mean to the waters. God wasn't saying, I don't need you. He created the waters for a purpose, but as at that time, he didn't need to focus on it. He needed to focus on some other things that he was creating. And if you read Genesis chapter 1 further, you would have a better understanding. Or listen to this podcast again. My point is, we are like the waters. We are like the waters. God says, hey, you wait here a minute. Keep learning this. Keep being developed. Keep understanding this. Keep tending to the sheep. Kill the lion. Kill the bear. I'm preparing you as a shepherd because you are still going to be a king. You are still going to be a shepherd of my flock. But I am preparing you, David. I hope you're understanding me, ladies and gentlemen. God making us wait is not wasted. It is not useless. It is for a purpose. And I'm speaking to myself too. Sometimes we feel like the time's going. The biological clock is going. The financial clock is going. Whatever clock you have in your house or in your mindset, it's not going anywhere. Because at the appointed time, the need will be revealed. The purpose for the wait will be revealed. And then you can look back and say, wow, I'm glad I waited. I'm glad I served. I'm glad I trusted God. I'm glad that God gathered me together and hid me in one place. Even Moses, there was a time that Moses had to be hid the Bible says that for his parents knew he was a goodly child. There was something special about him. Even Jesus, there was a season where he had to wait. He told his mother, he said, Mother, my time hasn't come yet. And then he began his ministry. He didn't stop preaching when he was 2 years old. He could have. Might have been scary. He didn't stop preaching when he was 10. He even waited till I think it was about 12. Then he went into the temples and he began to teach. There's a time for everything. The Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, to everything there is a time and a season. Your wait has not been wasted. The wait is not wasted. Right now you feel, you know, sluggish. You don't like where you work. You're not feeling, you know, motivated. Don't worry. Keep pushing through. It's not forever. It's not forever. We need to tell ourselves the truth. We need to begin to see beyond the season. We need to see beyond the now. And the moment we have a paradigm and a perspective shift, that wait becomes purposeful. So, for example, let's look at Joseph. He was a daddy's boy. He was a rich kid. He was, you know, enjoying life. Then he moved to the pit and his brothers sold him. Then to the Potiphar's house. And then he was lied on and they lied on him, pardon me. And then he went to prison. All that was being programmed for the palace. It seemed like a long 13-year wait. He may not have even felt like he was waiting. But I want to believe he knew, because he already had a dream. He knew that this season was not going to be forever. And even when he interpreted the dream, the Holy Spirit just reminded me, when he interpreted the dream for the baker and the butler, the Bible says that they forgot about him for 2 full years. It wasn't time. But at the appointed time, somebody say appointed time. I'm hearing you. Anyway, at the appointed time, he was called up into the palace and the ring was waiting for him. And Pharaoh made him second in command, changed his name. It felt like God compressed time for him. And all that weight, all the things he learned, things he had learned from being in his father's house, things he had learned from managing Potiphar's household, even in the prison, he was in charge. He learned leadership. He utilized that as Pharaoh's second in command. The wait is never wasted. Oh, I know it's hard. You've been waiting to have a child for 5 years. Guess what? When you have your twins or your triplets or whatever children the Lord gives you, you can look back and look forward and encourage someone and say, I waited, but this is what I learned from it, and I can be a blessing to you. The wait is never wasted. It's never wasted. Unless you want to waste it. But every waiting season has a purpose. Sometimes, even single people, there's the tendency to feel like time is passing us by. But guess what? That the wait is never wasted. People who are married sometimes, they look back and wish they were still single. But it's too late. I mean, why would you want to go back unless it's you know, something else? But my point is, the wait is never wasted. Even people who have children, they're like, oh my days, if only I could have time for myself. But when you were single, did you utilize that time properly? Do we utilize the time that we spend with God properly? Are we utilizing the time that we're waiting and trusting God? We are all waiting for one thing or the other, I believe. I presume. But as you're waiting on the Lord for that good news, for that breakthrough, for that promotion, wait on purpose, with a purpose in mind, knowing that God will never leave nor forsake you, knowing that God is with you, knowing that the wait will be over someday, soon. And just knowing that even though you're still waiting, air quotes, I'm doing air quotes right now, it is not wasted. When you come out of the waiting season, you can be a blessing to someone. I waited for something for about, let's see how many years now, 4 years. And when I got it, it's hard to say this, but I said, I'm glad it happened now. I couldn't believe it. I'm glad it happened now. I learned humility. I learned patience. I learned hard work. But if I had gotten it the year I wanted it, I would have probably misused it. I would have probably just seen it as like, yep, I did it. And maybe not giving glory to God. But the waiting, I didn't like it. I didn't like the pruning. I didn't like the delay. Oh my God, I felt like life had passed me by. But when it did happen, my joy was full. My joy is still full. I'm grateful to God. I can look back and say, thank you, Lord. Even though in the midst of the waiting, don't get it twisted, I almost lost my faith. I remember saying to God, God, why? Why couldn't you just do it for me? Why couldn't you help me? But he gave me hope. He sent me help. He encouraged me. Everything you need is in the word of God. And that is why I'm sharing the word. I'm sharing the truth. I'm sharing scoops from the truth. The word of God is the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the word of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Like, everything we need is in the word. When you're waiting, look up scripture on waiting. Look up people who waited. Elizabeth waited. Sarah waited. Abraham waited. In the end, their children, the children that the Lord gave them, were not ordinary children. Hannah waited. Ruth waited, in a way. Yeah, because she had a husband. He passed on. And then finally, you know, she had Boaz, that everyone's like, oh, where's your Boaz? Boaz, Boaz. Or they look at, you know, Boaz has become a name, a global name that people know. But Ruth waited. Naomi waited to see joy again. She changed her name to Mara. And the Lord says, nope, that's not your name. So in the season of waiting, in the season of us just being discouraged, there's a tendency to feel abandoned. But I'm here to say, please let us try not to feel abandoned. And it's okay to feel sad. Cry out. Let God know how you feel. Have your friends or family members encourage you. You know, let them know how you feel. Let them encourage you. And you can also encourage yourself in the Lord. David was waiting to be king, and severally Saul tried to kill him. Just imagine that. Oh, dear Lord. Sometimes the season of waiting is never easy. Most times it's never easy. But in the end, you win. You might be waiting for a letter, a confirmation, an appointment. I pray that whatever it is that you're waiting for, that the Lord will bring it to pass soon and easily. I pray that the Lord will perfect everything that concerns us. And we begin to see the season of waiting as a season of learning, as a season to do other things, you know, go on holiday, travel, spend time with God, you develop yourself. Yes, enjoy life. We're waiting for Jesus to come back for us. We're waiting, but we're still fulfilling purpose. We're being a salt and a light on this earth. As we wait on the Lord, I pray that the Lord will give us the wisdom to wait patiently, to wait like a servant and serve the Lord wholeheartedly. Like, wait on him. serve Him, be planted in God, and at the end of the wait, that we will celebrate and we will give glory to God. I pray that the Lord will strengthen you as you wait, and even as you deal with mockers, as you deal with things that make you compare yourself with others, that you will look away and set your face like a flint, knowing that you cannot be ashamed, knowing that God has your back. I pray that the Lord will wipe your tears. I pray that the season of waiting will be over very soon. And no matter how long you've had to wait, that the Lord will compress time for you. The Lord will compensate you. I pray that God will sustain you, will continue to encourage you, and give you a new song. And you will look back and thank God and give Him all the glory. I hope today's episode has blessed you. I know it's a bit longer than normal, but this is what I was laid on my heart to share, to encourage us. So read further on waiting. Understand that the waiting season is not wasted, and God has your back, and He'll never leave nor forsake you. I love you with the love of God. Please feel free to share your comments. Please feel free to send your reviews. Email us, text us, DM me, whatever it is. The Lord is your strength. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you. I love you lots. Bye. Mwah. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, please like, rate, subscribe, and share. Or you can take a screenshot and share with your friends on your social stories. Have a lovely day, and God bless you.